Welcome to another episode of Complete Developer Podcast, the podcast by coders for coders about all aspects of creating your best life as a developer.
I'm Will, the accomplished developer, author, and software architect.
And I'm Beej, the journeyman developer sharing my journey in development.
Complete Developer Podcast is supported by listeners like you. We are now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/Complete Developer Podcast.
2022 was an interesting year. It brought a lot of unexpected, yet not entirely unwelcome changes for both of us and for the podcast. As we review our resolutions, we'll see how smart our goals really were, and then we'll discuss the yearly theme. But before we get started, Will, what have you been fighting this week? I don't know.
Windows, let me tell you, WSL, Windows Subsystem for Linux, decides to leak RAM like crazy. I have to reboot twice a day. And when I have to reboot, like whatever I have not saved by that point is gone.
Oh, wow.
It hard locks the machine. It is absolutely capping the RAM out right now. And I'm struggling because there's this huge process at work for getting more RAM for a laptop. It's not like, yo, dog, I need some more RAM because I can't do my job. It's like, fill out this form and then talk to these people in India and, you know, just, I mean, wow. It's a nightmare. I'm considering just buying some myself and putting it in the box and seeing if they can detect it.
Well, I mean, if they listen to the podcast, they'll know about it.
Well, if they listen to the podcast, they know they're terrible. So, I mean, it's like a parent company thing, you know, there's a lot of bureaucratic stuff going on, which, I mean, you have a big enough company, it's just something you end up with. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it is absolutely ruining my day. And then I get on my personal laptop that's on Linux and everything just works.
Yeah. That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. It's really weird. Mm-hmm. And I'm like expecting all this friction. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this task. And you know, the task itself will take 5 minutes, but I assume there's going to be an hour of crap mm-hmm. wrapped around it. And it just takes 5 minutes. I'm like, crud, I didn't plan this. I don't know what I'm going to do now. So yeah, it's really weird. So how about you?
So I've been doing some photo editing this past week. We had a photo shoot for our creative community at church way back in October, actually. And I'm just now getting around to editing my photos. It was the end of October, but, I posted a few of the behind the scenes shots to my personal Instagram, and then a lot of the main photos from the photo shoot are on my business creative account, Bowtie Beach Creative, if you guys want to go out there and follow me. So mostly it's just photos that I've posted so far, but I'm going to be posting more stuff as time goes on. So got that, working on a couple of side projects, and that's basically been my life the last few weeks, to be honest with you. Saving money is hard, especially when you're constantly fighting Windows.
Yeah. Lucas Casades is a fee-only certified financial planner. He owns and runs Level Up Financial Planning virtually out of Fort Collins, Colorado.
And just like us here at Complete Developer Podcast, his focus is on helping you not only establish a real plan, but to take action on that plan so that you can live your best life.
Investing in financial planning services really comes down to whether or not you can improve your finances. With the help of Level Up, the compounding impact of making better financial decisions will easily pay for itself.
And what's really awesome is Level Up has a unique pricing model that will help you no matter where you are in your financial journey.
Lucas is also a fiduciary for his clients, meaning he's not here to sell you a product, but to help guide you to a better financial situation.
You guys can catch his podcast, Techie Personal Finance Bootcamp, where he covers financial topics you probably face and interviews other IT professionals who share how they navigated their careers. You can also learn a lot more at levelupfinancialplanning.com.
The theme for 2022 was resilience. And over this past year, most of us have gotten at least one lesson on the importance of resilience. That may be a lesson that happened in a day. It may be a lesson that we just took the beating all year. But we probably all got it, whether it was because of a job loss, a major change in a relationship, a death in the family or because your social life got completely upended by one thing or another. However, the fact is life changes and sometimes changes a lot in a very short period of time. Fragility is the natural state of things. It takes systems, planning, and preparation to set things up so that they can be relied upon, even if the assumptions underlying the system become unstable. Note that resilience doesn't fix things that are fundamentally wrong. It just smooths out the disruptions that occur when surprises happen.
Yeah, and we went through a lot of ways to build up resilience over this past year. Speaking of the year, it's been an interesting year for us. We hit several of our goals. Others kind of changed a bit due to life circumstances, and even others are still in progress.
Yeah, this year has really come with a lot of changes. So we're doing something different and are going to start by going over the major life-changing events that we each had this year. Then we'll get into reviewing this past year's goals and talk about whether we succeeded, failed, or postponed, what impediments we faced along the way, and what we did to overcome those. Next, we'll discuss our goals for 2023. For each of these, we'll rotate between myself and BJ and then go over our goals for the podcast and the podcast network. Finally, we'll introduce the theme for next year.
So we both had quite a few major life events that you don't really happen every year or sometimes like every decade even.
Yeah.
So some of them once in a lifetime events. So for me, I bought a house at the beginning of the year, and this was a little bit planned. Like I kind of knew I was working toward it at that point in time, but it was still a big life change going from being a renter to an owner. Also, I ended up having both of my cars. They were both older, but they both broke down within a week of each other. Actually, on the same day. Yeah, on the same day. And so I ended up having to scrap both of them, sell them for scrap, I should say, and ended up buying a truck. So that was another unexpected expense. And then in more pleasant expenses, I bought a keyboard. And not a clickety-clackety keyboard, but a musical keyboard. So I actually ended up switching from guitar to the keys on the worship team at church. And while I still play guitar, I have put most of my emphasis in training and learning on the keyboard. And you like, Will can see it in the background there. I was practicing a little bit earlier today, so I still have the cover off of it.
Yep. And I had a few things happen to me as well. I guess I'll start at the beginning of the year. I got my Scrum Master certification, and then I got my AWS Cloud Practitioner certification. And then I actually have the next two points in the wrong order in the outline, but I'll just switch it up. The next thing that happened was my daughter started high school, and that meant a pretty drastic change to our schedule. Before, she was having to be at the bus stop by about 8:15, 8:20. Now mm-hmm. She has to be there by like 10 after 6.
Wow, that is a huge difference.
Yeah. It basically bumped it earlier for me waking up, you know, because I was having to get up at 5 now, period. You got to get, I mean, up and moving, not just like awake, which for the most part is, you know, was actually a pretty good thing. I was able to really kind of start working on some stuff before I started my day. And then the next thing happened. I got downsized in October and I had to find a new job, which I have. And there, you know, previously I was starting work at 6.
Yeah.
And now I start at 8. All of my free time has moved to the morning.
Not terrible though.
Yeah. I get done with work at, you know, 5 o'clock usually. And, you know, then you got to cook dinner. You got a few things you can do. And it's time to go to bed. So there's not really after hours, I can play a video game or something. I can't really get into anything heavy duty. But like first thing in the morning, it has been actually pretty good for me really accomplishing goals.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a bit brutal. I'm still not completely used to the schedule.
Yeah.
So it's been a bit of a shuffle. And that kind of caused some issues.
Yeah. And it'll take time, but you're resilient. You'll get used to it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the first step towards that is making sure the coffee pot is always ready when I get to the kitchen.
That is nice. Having a coffee pot that does that. I've got that too. And
Everything is stacked on top of that. That's the root dependency. That's the system. import right yeah. there. Import coffee.
I've been getting up around 5-ish, a little before, a little after, kind of in that range, basically all year long.
Yeah, and I was getting up at you know, I was usually up by 5:30 anyway, but it was kind of a slower, it was a slower start. There wasn't the burden of having to constantly yell at a kid to get up.
Yeah.
You know, 3 and 4 times and having to go upstairs and make sure she's actually up. And that has put a lot of strain on me because I don't have control of that time because I'm having to stop every 5 minutes to make sure she's doing what she's supposed to. Because it's way too early in the morning for a high schooler to be up.
Oh yeah. That's ridiculous. And I won't even go into that because
like the physiological stuff and the psychological stuff. Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's just,
they don't care about that.
No, they really don't. They say they do, but they don't. That reminds me of when I started med school, they had us all take these how you learn assessments and then said, well, that was nice, but you have to do things this particular way. And it's the only way, or you will not pass. Cause like we're grading you on that you do it this way. And I'm like, then why did we just waste all that time learning about our learning styles if we can't even use them? So anyway,
it was just so you could learn helplessness. That's what it was.
Yeah. All right. So let's go ahead and start reviewing our resolutions, our goals from last year or this past year. I guess it's still 2022, even when you guys are listening to this, because this is going to come out the week before. This is the new year. So, all right. My first goal was to speak at a conference again. I miss conferences. I submitted several talks, but few were chosen, or none were chosen, actually. So I took some time to review the talks and write up a few more that will meet the needs of the conferences where I want to speak. And I nailed this one. I spoke at both Burrow.dev, which is a local developer meetup group, and Atlanta Dev Conference. I also spoke a couple of times at work and for a few other local meetup groups, local user groups. So I'm calling this a hit, mainly because of the Atlanta Dev Conf.
Because it was a hit.
It was. Now, I will say I submitted to CodeMash again and for this coming January and got turned down. And they said, hey, if you want to know why, send us an email. So I did. I was like, hey, why? This is the second year in a row I've gotten turned down for you guys. And I've spoken there before. So what's up? Turns out it was the way I was wording my proposal. Like, they gave me a lot of really good insight into, like, there were certain phrases I was using that to me made perfect sense. But when he's like, hey, we get a lot of these and this kind of means I don't actually have a talk. I'm just hoping that it gets chosen so I get a free ticket to the conference.
Ah.
And I was like, I can see sense. That now.
Because it's an awesome conference.
It is. And I'm like, I can see that now, but like, I was like, I've actually given this particular one 2 or 3 times already, and I've got it written up, and you know, I explained it to him. He's like, well, that makes sense. He's like, if you had submitted that to us, we probably would have chosen it.
Yeah. I'll also add one other thing too. Getting turned down by CodeMash is like getting turned down by a model. You shouldn't feel bad for getting turned down. You should feel good for having had the guts to ask.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, no, like I say, he didn't say that they would have chosen it, but he said it would have had a lot better chance of getting chosen is more accurate. But yeah, like it was really good. Actually, I want to reach out to him and see if I can get him on the podcast, because I think that would be really good.
Yeah, that would be
To talk about, you know, hey, submitting to conferences. So, but that's my first one from last year.
Okay. My first goal from last year was to continue to increase my exposure to Russian language and get the ability to type effectively in it. I pretty well nailed this one. The typing is not great. I'm still working on that. You'd be surprised how hard it is to learn a different keyboard layout when you use your current one all day.
I would not be surprised.
Yeah, that's true. You wouldn't. Are all the keys in the same place or any of them?
No. I mean, okay. A lot of them are. Which is what makes it really...
Yeah, the only one that's the same for me is the C. Like, even the period and the comma are not in the same place.
Yes, neither are mine. What throws me off is the Y and the Z are inverted.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I definitely doubled down on my practice in general. And I am much more comfortable at a conversational level than I was a year ago.
Nice.
You know, I went to the Uzbek restaurant. I was able to have a, you know, fairly long conversation. You know, that's no big deal. I'll also add that I feel really good about how far I progressed on this, because this year was not a very pleasant year to be learning that language. And next year is probably not going to be any better. So that's, you know, it is hard to do that. So yeah. I won that one.
So my second goal was to run a 5K race. I had gotten into running over the past year. And like I said, I'm not very fast. I'm still not fast, but my focus wasn't on speed. It's been on endurance. And I was hoping to complete a 5K within 2022. And then as a lofty extra, as I expected to reach that earlier in the year, I wanted to get the 5K down to 30 minutes. No sweat for a runner, but a good challenge for me. Almost. So I got myself up to running a full 5K on the treadmill and was working on improving my speed when I pushed myself a little too much too fast and injured my knee. Had to take several months off. Part of that was because I was in Europe, but I'm almost back to that point. Like, I ran 3 miles today with a short walk between mile 2 and 3. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, do you think you could pull it off by the end of the year? I mean, it's still not over.
Well, I don't, that's very true. That's very true. There's a chance. Like, I can run a 5K right now. I could do that. It's finding a 5K to run.
There is one. I think it's like the Flying Monkey still coming up.
Yeah.
Ask my wife, because yeah, she'll know off the top of her head. And I know.
I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, it's like I said, almost. I could probably pull off a 5K if I really, like, if I went out there and tried. But I haven't been running outside, so I don't know how that's going to go.
Yeah, kind of probably depends on the weather too,
mm-hmm,
which is unpredictable here at best.
The weather and the terrain.
Well, the terrain's predictable. It sucks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like the terrain is an issue for me because I've just been running on the treadmill. So,
yeah. All right. Well, my second goal was to finish the developer creativity book I had planned. I did make some progress on this, but for the most part, this was a total miss. I changed priorities quite a bit earlier in the year due to my workload, and I never really revisited the book. Also, part of the issue here was that the previous two books really didn't move the needle for me financially. Just like looking at it, it's really hard to justify doing a third book when you look at your hourly pay rate for the time that you worked on the previous two and realize that you could have made more at Subway.
Yeah.
That's it's a little hard to swallow that one. So, yeah, that was a miss. I don't feel too terribly bad about it. I still have the material. I can still mm-hmm. work on it, and it may get prioritized at some point in the future, but not right now.
Yeah. Though I will say, have you seen the new McDonald's uniforms? I would straight up and go get a job at McDonald's just for those new uniforms. Those are really cool. They're all like emo goth, and I'm not really into emo, but I do like the goth look. Yes, there is a difference, but yeah.
Well, I mean, Ronald McDonald is the most lethal clown ever. So
true that. All right. My third goal was to get my Azure 204 certification. I started the courses on Pluralsight and had gotten approval from upper management to spend time learning. They're working on getting approval to pay for me to take the exam. I have to just do the work and prepare for it. This one is delayed, but I'm still working on it. I reached the end of my probationary period at the new job, and so the new performance plan changed my focus. So I only had an abbreviated performance plan, and I had to put my focus on actually meeting that for the year. So I put my focus there. I'm back on working on my Azure training and focusing on getting Azure certifications. But instead of doing the 204, I'm going to do as was suggested to me by Will, and that is start off with the fundamentals. So I'm going to do with the Azure 900 certification, which you guys will hear a little bit more about in a few minutes.
Nice. My third goal was to get an Amazon certification of some sort for work. And that was, I put a note here that it was probably just cloud practitioner. Nailed it. Exactly. That's also now completely irrelevant because we're not using AWS at the new job.
Of course.
So,
but it's still useful to have. Yeah.
Yeah. There's not a whole lot more to say about that.
Yeah. My fourth goal was to set aside regular, unstructured creative time each week. Maybe for creative writing, painting. I'd been getting into drawing. Says guitar practice doesn't count. As we stated earlier, I switched from guitar to keyboard. I still play my guitar. So technically now guitar practice does count because that's not working towards something. That's just for fun. But this can be just playing or writing music on the guitar. My goal is to set aside one night a week where I have nothing planned and allow myself to be creative. So much of what I do is specifically to accomplish a goal, and I tend to not do things or let them fall behind if I don't have a specific goal in mind. This is sort of relaxation and creativity without a goal, as in nothing to sell, things like that. And I'm calling this a success. I don't always get one full night a week for creative endeavors, as I've taken on some side work the last couple of months that keeps me busy. But I have cut back on my commitments and set aside regular downtime to be creative. Now I just need to make some physical space for my creative projects. And again, I switched over from guitar to keyboard. And so I'll spend part of my my keyboard time working on church stuff because I'm actually playing on stage now. And then part of my time on just fun stuff that I enjoy. Like right now, before we hopped on the call, I was working on Carol of the Bells. So that and Away in a Manger. So I had to turn and look because I'm like, wait, which two songs was I working on tonight? So, but yeah, those are a lot of fun. So,
all right. Well, my fourth goal was to get a more solid financial plan together. You know, I noted that right then there wasn't as much structure as I would like, and I felt like I was leaving money on the table. This is mostly a hit. I've got better mechanisms for tracking things. You know, I've got Mint, you know, kind of watch my spending and all that. The other thing, I mean, there's still more to do. There's always going to be more in that sector, but it is pretty much a hit. I'll also say that a lot of the pressure was taken off by getting a job that was a significant pay increase. It's amazing. Like it really is better to try to get more money in than to try to save.
Yeah.
One of those is actually an effective strategy.
Hmm.
So this is an aside.
That's cool. So my fifth goal was to improve my focus by spending less time watching TV and more time reading. I said I'm going to limit myself to an average of about 10 hours a week of television. And that sounds like a lot, but it's less than two shows a day, really. My plan is to read a minimum of 24 non-school, podcast, or work-related books. Notice that word school up there. Yeah, I forgot to mention at the beginning, I'm no longer in school. Was that this year or was that the end of last year?
I don't remember. Because you took the spring off, I think.
Yeah, I think it was, I took the spring off and then I decided not to go back because I became a lead at church on the photography team and then ended up moving over to keyboard and now have a lot more responsibilities. And so I was like, you know, this just isn't. And after I got promoted, it was like,
I mean, like you're solid without the degree.
Yeah.
Do I
want to get one? Yeah. Though I might look at going to a PhD program that has a non-terminal master's instead of getting a master's degree. I don't know if they do that in comp sci or not, but they do that in psych. So.
If somebody knows, they can reach out and tell us. Join our Slack channel. Tag Beach.
Yeah. Let me know. Because I think teaching would be a fun thing. I mean, that's something I would enjoy doing.
Yeah.
At the college level.
Yeah. You definitely have a
professor vibe
for that. Yeah. Professor vibe. Yeah. I didn't want to put that one on you, but
That's fine. So I'm claiming this is mostly a success. I've drastically cut back and go days, even weeks without watching television, but I'm not sure about the average time. So like you might have, especially if I'm like, there's a show or something I'm watching, I might like watch a little bit more than that. But then again, there's weeks that I don't. So I don't know exactly the average.
Yeah. I feel like the occasional binge is probably less damaging than like the continual.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is I've gotten more cognizant of it and more focused when I do, like it's for a reason. It's to unwind, de-stress. I do it a lot when I'm eating, you know, I'll put something on, I'll watch it while I eat. And then when I'm done eating, if the show's not over, I'll finish that and then go do something else. I have been reading more and put a focus on reading more fiction in the evenings to help relax. I don't know that I'll hit 24 books by the end of the year. I did read through the Wingfeather Saga. I say read through it. I'm like in the last chapter of the last book. So gotta wrap that up probably this evening or tomorrow. But yeah, so very excited. Speaking of television, very excited for that TV show. I watched the live. Well, I didn't watch the live stream. I had something that evening, but I watched the recording of the live stream of episode one for the Wingfeather Saga. That was awesome.
Nice. My fifth goal was to eat more home cooked meals and fewer restaurant ones. This was to save money, time, improve health, etc. I wanted to stop defaulting to going out to eat unless it's something where the extra money, time, and detriments to my health are actually worth it. I would say that this was largely a hit up until the new job started. Just with the first few weeks of a new gig, there's enough going on that I just don't want the overhead of cooking in the house. Like I actually want to go somewhere, but that part's tapering down. I ended up losing a bunch of weight too, due to, better diet.
Yeah.
Cause if you eat at home, like you can totally go keto and, mm-hmm. and eat like a horse and it's not a $20 lunch.
Oh yeah. So I mean, I definitely eating at home has helped with my weight loss as well. That, and it's honestly a lot cheaper. Like,
yeah.
I save like probably $100 a week.
Well, and the other thing that was killing me with it was the amount of time.
Yeah.
Because my food options over here, without at least a 10-minute drive, are McDonald's, Taco Bell, two different pubs, Subway, an expensive Italian place, couple Chinese places. Like there's not much that's that's good quality food that is also affordable. There's like both ends of the range.
Yeah, that's true. All right. So my final goal for this past year was to learn to say no better than I do now by putting an emphasis on the activities that I value separate from church, work, and the podcast. If my time is taken up by what I want, then I'm more likely to say no to the things that will take away from what I want to do. I'm going to the gym every weekday and doing something on the weekends to move around. I'm going to set aside a time every day for Bible study and prayer. I will also practice my guitar, that's now keyboard, every day. I will be working up to getting it at an hour a day. Finally, I will review Albanian by reading, doing homework, or watching something in Albanian each day. So yeah, I'm calling this a hit, success. I have stepped down from a lot of things that were not my primary focus priority so that I can put efforts into the things that I'm passionate about, music, art, and language. I did life change, take over the photography team at church. And that has, oh my goodness, y'all, I did not realize just how much stuff we have going on at that church. Like I was only part of a portion of it, but now being the one who schedules the photographers and stuff, I know all the stuff that's going on because, they want someone there taking photos and it's like, wow. I could not imagine one person trying to go to all of this and do all the stuff. It's...
Well, that person's called an employee, not a volunteer.
Yeah. And it's like, wow. But it has like helped. That has really helped me to focus that. And then I took on the side project earlier, a few months ago, I guess. And I've been able to go, oh, hey, I've got to work. And I've cut back and I'm not going to add back a lot of stuff. Again, I'm not practicing guitar as much since I moved to playing the synth or keyboard at church. I do practice my keyboard and spend time in Bible study and prayer every morning. Actually, it's become like this morning routine. Like I get up, I start the coffee pot. On those mornings, I don't like to have it pre-made because it forces me to get up to go make it. I start it, I practice, and then I do my study and prayer time. Then I have just a little bit of downtime before I start the day after that. I've not been as studious with the Albanian as I was before my trip this summer. I'm still taking lessons, but haven't been practicing daily. Sort of.
Yeah. I was wondering how you would find material to watch every day. I mean, you could do that in Russian. Like I did that with, I think I've seen every Russian car crash video on YouTube at this point.
I have several friends in the media in Albania.
So you could just watch the news. Okay.
So I can watch that. They send me some stuff. And then I have other friends in the ministry over there who send me things too. I follow a couple of influencers, like Albanian pastors who I listen to. Actually, I'm getting most of, that's the thing. I was going to say, I don't do Albanian every day, but then again, I follow so much Albanian stuff on social media that I'm kind of getting some Albanian every single day. So
yeah.
Yeah.
That low exposure will get you there too. Mm-hmm. It'll help a lot. So, all right. My final goal was to take more breaks and actually play games, read that kind of stuff. Everything was hyper-focused before the beginning of the year. And really for several years before, I was really focused on productivity and it got kind of out of balance. I'd say that this was a hit this year, but I'm going to start tapering back down on the downtime. I feel like this year, a big chunk of it was kind of a deloading phase for a lot of that stuff. And I've got some things I want to do soon, and I'm moving pieces for that.
All right. So our network, Complete Developer Network goals, of which Complete Developer Podcast that you're listening to is a part of, a product of, I'm not sure, we're figuring that out. So first goal, to be in the black at the end of the year. This past year, the goal was to break even. And we did for a good part of the year in 2022. Our goal is to make a profit. So we haven't completed our finances yet, but it looks like we're going to be barely in the red this year, mainly because of a few purchases we made. Like our monthly expenses are kind of balancing out pretty well, but we did actually get our business license and purchase some equipment. If not for that, we would have turned a profit this year.
Yeah. I mean, I know it was really close, so
yeah,
wouldn't be too awful worried about it. Second goal was to move the podcast website completely off of WordPress. WordPress has served us reasonably well for a while, but it's getting worse. And there is an increasing amount of maintenance. There's an increasing number of attacks. Yeah, it's kind of a constant headache, and it hangs over us like a cloud because it's like, okay, if this thing gets knocked offline, what do we do? Because it may not be that simple to get back up. We've gone a pretty good ways as far as getting the replacement site ready. There's some workflow things that Beej and I have to deal with, and there's some infrastructure stuff that I have to do to get it where we can effectively test the new site, because we got to make sure things like RSS feeds and that kind of stuff still work, and that, you know, links are not busted. So this was not a complete success because there was more stuff involved.
Mm-hmm.
And people got busy at different points in the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where it couldn't be dealt with. So
the final network goal that we had was to change developer Launchpad to be more content based and not an in-person meetup group. We have a few ideas that we haven't solidified where we will focus on creating content to help developers advance their careers. So,
yeah,
we did stop the in-person meetup. We weren't meeting anyway, but we went ahead and closed down our meetup group on meetup.com. And we haven't done anything with Developer Launchpad. We put it sort of on the back burner for right now. We have ideas, but we put our main focus on the podcast and, well, a bit of it on getting that business license and going through that whole process, because that was, I mean, we're still going through the process. I haven't even gotten my, we got a bank account and I haven't even gotten my my debit card from it yet.
Yeah, there's just a lot going on, and
yeah,
it's gonna, everything takes longer than you think it's going to. So that, yeah, that is not a surprise. So I guess now we get into our 2023 resolutions.
Yep. So my first goal for 2023 is one that I kind of already mentioned, and that's why I put it first, and that is to get at least one Azure certification. Yeah, this is a carryover from this past year, but I still plan to complete it, especially now that I'm on a regular performance plan schedule at work. And again, I'm going to follow Will's advice and focus on getting my fundamentals certification, the Azure 900 first, and then work toward the developer certification, the 204.
Nice. My first goal is financial. I just want to add another stream of income on top of the day job podcast and the book revenue that theoretically the royalties may start rolling in late this year from the first one. Yeah, I looked at the invoice and it's close. So that may happen, but I want something, and it doesn't have to be real big, but I want something that's completely mine and lets me have a place to experiment.
Yeah.
It's mainly for a learning thing more than it is a stream of income, but the stream of income is proof that you learned.
Well, the stream of income makes it so that you can continue learning. My second goal for 2023 is to learn to play 4 worship songs on the keyboard. Not the synth, which is what I play right now on the team, which is basically just playing whole notes, sometimes half notes. I will say I had originally planned on putting the goal as to actually get to play some songs that have riffs that aren't just whole notes. And then that happened last week. So, yeah. Yeah, I was also like, there's a couple of things that I was going to put on here that have actually already happened this month.
See what happens when I go out of town for a week.
Yeah, I know, right? So, yeah, that's pretty cool. But yeah, I talked to our worship director and to the keyboard section coach about this. And the goal is to be able to play 4 full songs along with the recording for the band. At least one will be a fast song. Honestly, I think it's going to be the third one I attempt. That way I've got a couple of songs down that I'm like, all right, I'm comfortable playing and playing the rhythm, like the separate stuff, like the rhythm in the left hand and the melody in the right hand, and like get that completely down and then move up to something faster, but give myself a little bit more time to. I've already learned to play a few parts of some songs, but not a whole song. As a bonus goal, this is outside of my control. I would like to be able to play the keyboard with the band, either like in practice or maybe at a special event or something like that. Most likely it'll just be practice, but we're changing up some of our stuff, like our structure. And so that may or may not happen. Even after I've learned the songs, it may be, hey, get a few more under your belt and then we can look at that. So again, outside of my control because I don't do the scheduling there, but that is one of my bigger goals for this year, is to learn 4 songs and be able to play them all the way through with the soundtrack or the recording.
All right. My second goal is to increase the frequency with which I do creative writing as opposed to more of the nonfiction stuff, I guess, that we do here. I don't know exactly what we'd call that. I don't necessarily have to publish anything. I just want to have some kind of unstructured blocks of time like you've been doing with your stuff on a regular basis. And given that I'm also very highly unlikely to pick up a musical instrument or a paintbrush, it's going to be writing.
That works.
So that's that.
Yeah, I get that. So my third goal for 2023 is basically around Albania, and we talked about that earlier. My long-term goal with this, like over several years, is to become fluent in Albanian. For this next year, however, I plan to get more regimented with my study by setting aside daily time to study Albanian. I also aim to have a full conversation in Albanian beyond, you know, just small talk and casual greetings. I'm getting better at it, but it's hearing, I already have a little bit of a delay when it comes to verbal processing.
Yeah. I know the feeling.
I'm the person who you'll say something to him. I'll be like, huh? Not because I didn't hear you, but because I didn't catch what you said. And about halfway through you repeating it, like my brain catches up with my hearing and I'm like, oh, I processed what you said. And then I have to wait till you finish.
Yeah, you got a buffer delay in there somewhere.
Yeah.
I know the feeling exactly.
Add a foreign language to that. And it's really, you know, you guys don't hear it because we have an editor who does a good job of cutting that out. Also, we have not a script per se, but yeah.
Yeah, we've got extensive show notes because he and I both have a tendency to do that. Otherwise, there is like a lot of that happening.
Yeah. Now, if it's, what's funny is if it's written, I can process it very quickly.
Yeah. Same deal here.
So it's just audio that I have trouble. Like it's just, there's a delay. It's like my brain has to catch up. It's almost like it has to translate it to written and then I can understand it.
My third goal is around Russian language. This next year, I'm going to have a lot more deliberate practice on grammar instead of just vocabulary. I've got a pretty solid vocabulary, depending on how you count it. It's somewhere north of 3,000 words, which, by the way, how you count that is completely subjective anyway. But there are a lot of grammatical constructs that I really should have already internalized that are not as solid as I would like. A lot of that was because I kind of had a bit of a spotty, learning experience before because the teacher just wasn't able to teach very often.
Yeah.
But now I've got a better setup. And, the other thing too is that grammar is a lot less fun to drill than vocabulary is. It's really tedious, honestly, but I need to do it. I would say my vocabulary is probably well into what's expected at the C1 level. And then there's stuff at, there's some structures in B1 and B2 levels that I have missed. Just straight up gaps.
Yeah.
And so I'm having to backfill a lot of that stuff. Now, I still understand them when people say them, but I can't generate them is really what the problem comes down to. So I've got to drill a lot to correct this, and that's what's going to happen this year.
Yeah. So my fourth goal for the next year is to create a creative space in my house for doing all the creative activities, painting, music, writing, photography, all that stuff that I do. I do spend most of my free time involved in some sort of creative activity. And the largest room in my house is barely used when I'm awake because it's my bedroom. I mean, other than the living room. But over the course of the year, I plan to move what is now my office into the spare room, then move my bed and that stuff into this room that is the office. At which point I will turn the bedroom into a creative arts room.
My number four goal is to switch over to a completely different stack, TypeScript, React, and either Postgres or MySQL. I like C#. I've been doing C# for, the first time I used it was 20 years ago, more than 20 years ago. Yeah, it's 2022. I like it, but it has increasingly become pattern soup that does not make me happy. And Angular has exactly the same problem. And I don't like frameworks. I want libraries, not frameworks. And so I want to start kind of shifting in that direction. I also really enjoy learning new things on a new platform. And I felt like the opportunities to do that in the C# space were a bit limited. And the new job is these new tech. Is this new tech. So I've got a pretty solid opportunity to make that jump.
Yeah, that is awesome, dude. All right. So my fifth goal for the year is around health and fitness. Primarily, the goal is to maintain the gains or losses, I should say, that I've made this past year. I reached a healthy weight and am in the process of developing a healthy lifestyle. That said, I also am very goal-oriented and want to push myself, as that's going to keep me focused more than maintenance will. Right now, I'm running about 10 miles a week on average, mile and a half on lifting days, and then 2 to 3 on cardio days. As I said earlier, I injured myself by pushing too much too soon this past year. So I'm going to increase slowly, but I want to double the amount of running that I'm doing per week up to an average of around 20 miles per week. one plan that I had was 2 miles on lifting days, 5 or 6 on cardio, and then 4 or 5 on the weekends. Maybe on the weekends, get outside so I can get some practice running in different environments and stuff. So just some ideas. I'd also thought about going to 4 miles a day during the week. And there's 20 right there. So it just sort of depends. I've got a couple of options.
Yeah, that sounds pretty doable. Speaking of things that may or may not be doable, my number 5 goal is to finish switching to Linux. I've already got it on my laptop. I'm very happy with how well it works. Everything's been stable. And it looks like Windows 11 is going to really try every way in the world to make sure that you're forced to use Office Online, including for your sign-in to your own personal machine. That is completely unacceptable to me because it means if their server's down or the internet's down, I can't get on my personal computer and do stuff. And everything else here is built with the assumption that the internet's not up.
Yeah.
That's just how I do things. Or, you know, at the least, it may mean that I can't make a living because they have some kind of issue, or that I have to waste valuable time dealing with an issue that I did not create.
Mm-hmm.
You know, plus there's stuff like forced updates, which are really, really disrespectful. It was bad with Windows 10. I anticipate it getting bad with Windows 11 because I don't feel like they've learned anything. And I'm really getting tired of the problems that are getting caused because it is very marketing driven versus, hey, this is good for the platform. So yeah, their goals no longer align with mine. So I want to switch over to Linux. I think with a little bit less game playing, that's pretty much all that's left.
Makes sense. All right. My final goal for 2023 is around rest. This past year, cutting back, focusing on saying no, as well as hurting my knee running, has shown me the benefit and necessity of rest. In addition to continuing to have a night for creative endeavors, this year I plan to take one day off completely from any sort of work. A big part of this is reducing screen time. So less time in front of the computer, watching TV, and on my phone. I'm going to start tracking that time on each of these devices. Well, the phone already tracks it for you, but I'm going to be tracking those and try to reduce that by 30%. Over the next year.
Nice.
As well as taking one day. I've already started doing this. Sundays, I just take off. I don't work on anything.
I do that Saturdays most of the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll get groceries and stuff, but not like any projects for work, anything for the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I go to church on Sunday morning and I'll serve there. And then I'll go to the grocery store. But I enjoy going to the grocery store.
Same. Like, it doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, so it's like, it's kind of become a little bit of a routine. Like, I'll go to church, and I may or may not go out to lunch with friends, and then stop at the grocery store on my way home, and then just rest the rest of the day. Might read some, play video games, who knows? Again, cutting back screen time, probably not as many video games, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, on Saturdays, I kind of do the same thing. My deal is I want Sunday to be a day for me to get some stuff done before the work week starts. And particularly like planning type things. See, which is why
I want to do that on Saturday because I want that just day off on Sundays. Because inevitably Saturday I always get something comes up or something to do, but Sunday is a lot easier to be like, nope, got nothing going on.
I get you, man. My final goal is to improve the way I document and organize my digital assets, all my stuff. You know, I've got things like email that go back to like 2002. I need to get that kind of put somewhere so it's not just in Yahoo to get lost. Because, I mean, I've got emails from people that are long, long dead at this point. And like Yahoo's the only copy that, like, that's not something I want. This includes things like password management. It's a bit of a mess right now. And I'm probably going to get away from LastPass because they keep having problems. You know, and then stuff like my checklists for doing various things. I'm trying to get a little bit more structure around things. Everything's kind of documented to varying degrees because I do that, but it's not findable necessarily. And I've migrated a lot of stuff that can safely be stored unencrypted into Obsidian. And I'm using that for document management and all that kind of stuff. But that process is not complete. And, you know, the password management has to be reworked as well. And obviously that's a security thing. So yeah, the thought here is that documentation, structure, and procedures are kind of the forerunners of automating and outsourcing things. So I want to get that out of the way so that as I move forward with a larger plan, you know, stupid things are not in the way, essentially. No. That makes sense.
That does. All right. Now let's get into the few goals we have for the network. First off is we want to launch our first non-podcast product. We have some things that we're working on right now. It is too early.
Chewing on is probably a better way to put it.
Yeah. It is too early to give details. Maybe a book, maybe a training course. We will announce it when it's ready. The idea is to get over the hurdle and produce something other than a podcast that we can help to grow the business and provide for us to make more content for the podcast and for you guys.
Our second goal is to get the new website launched. Basically, schedule disruptions and other stuff this year made that not happen. You know, I've been working on some of the final steps, but there's a lot of testing stuff that we've got to get before we switch it over. But WordPress is getting successively more annoying. So that is going to happen. I did make a note. Our website has been attacked by every former USSR satellite state except for Kyrgyzstan.
Aww.
For some reason, we haven't ticked off anybody there. So, I mean, we even got Turkmenistan. So,
cool.
We haven't been hit by North Korea yet either. You know, there's only like four people there, I guess, that are, you know, in a position to attack. So maybe that's the deal. But WordPress really makes me nervous at this point, especially an older installation that's, there's some holes.
Right. So our final goal for the network is to start rebranding our, everything really. You know, the logo and the cover art and things like that were done. Well, the logo was more than 7 years ago. The cover art I did, I think, about 6 years ago. And they're a bit dated. We actually did a photo shoot. I posted some photos from it. What was that?
September, October time frame.
Yeah. There. Same thing for the website layout. And that's mainly from the WordPress theme that we used. So we're looking to do some rebranding. I know I'm going to be working on some logo designs once I finish up the projects that I'm working on my own this year. So, all right, let's hop on into the theme for 2023, which is time management. And we're going to explore this through the 12-week year method of productivity as described in the book by the same title by Brian Moran and Michael Lennington. The core concept is to break the year down into 12-week sections and quarters or chunks. I think, you know, where I read about it was chunks. I haven't read the book yet. It's on its way. And set goals for each of the 12 weeks.
Yeah, and this is how I structure my stuff. So it's 12 weeks on and then a week of planning is essentially what you're doing. Setting annual goals is a good thing, but 12 months is a long time. And this kind of burns you. And if you break things down into these smaller chunks, it's easier to get the urgency and the focus to prevent procrastination, essentially. So you get a lot more done.
Now, as we've seen this past year, a lot of things can change in just a few months. Breaking goals down into smaller chunks allows for more flexibility when life and other situations change.
The 12-week year also fits into our current annual 52-week year structure by having four chunks of 12 weeks working on goals with that 1 week in between.
And we'll go into more detail on that in a couple of weeks when we do our very first episode. So during each of these chunks, likely at the break week, we will take time to discuss an aspect of the 12-week year or time management in general. In that same episode, we will briefly go over our goals for those 12 weeks, what we accomplished the previous chunk, as well as our goals for the upcoming chunk. So guys, this has been another interesting year. Sometimes it would be nice to not live in times that will be in the history books. Other times, it's exciting to see what's going to happen next. no matter what is going on in the world around us, we learned this past year about being resilient and creating goals that will stand through even the tough times. As we go into 2023, we will spend our time learning how to better accomplish our goals by managing ourselves and our time wisely and breaking those goals down into manageable chunks that we can accomplish. That's pretty much all we got.
If you have a question or comment, please email us at neckbeards@completedeveloperpodcast.com. Our theme music is an excerpt from Stand By for Titanfall by Pure Bells, available on SoundCloud and licensed through Creative Commons.
For references, show notes, and extra tips and insights, be sure to check out the website at completedeveloperpodcast.com. Help us make the show possible by supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/completedeveloperpodcast. You'll get extras, including a weekly aftercast where we discuss the topic of the week and bonus material with some of our patrons.
You can also follow us on Twitter at Complete Dev Pod, like our page on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram to keep up with news about the show. Join the conversation anytime via Slack by signing up at slack.completedevelopernetwork.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.